All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, it's a way back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects, and everybody's present and accounted for the last time this week. As Nick is here, then he will be there at the end of this show and later this evening as he goes to L.A. Barry's here. I'm here.
What's up?
Hey, for the next 3 hours, we are family. And then Nick, you're divorced.
You two suckers are still here.
Nick is dead to me already, so whatever.
Doesn't surprise me.
I don't care.
No? Does not surprise me in the least.
Why?
Because that's pretty much your attitude every day.
You want to be dead to me, too? You want to push this off?
I already thought I was. I thought that funeral was like years ago.
Never.
Way back Wednesday,
yep.
If you missed it and you were under a rock, songs pre-2009 that have something to do with winning, victory, all those kind of things because of the Astros and the Texans and everything.
It's pretty sad that we get excited about a regular season football win in this town. That's,
I don't know about that.
That's where,
I
mean, if we've made it the basis of a way back Wednesday,
in
pretty
part,
sad. No.
The bigger, let's be honest, the bigger win is the Astros and winning another division. And
I never heard of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when you look at the fact that, hey, the alternative would have been that Bill O'Brien lost to another good team with another good quarterback that just adds to a bad resume. Instead, you beat Philip Rivers, you beat the Chargers, you won on the road, and you look pretty good doing it. That gives people optimism and hope. Normally, at this point in the season, recently, you haven't had all that much hope. Because remember now, they had a horse bleep start last year and then had to go on that run.
Yes.
So this year, like we said, we're not going to worry about the draft picks and everything that went out the window. They became a better team right before the season started with the moves that they made.
Yep.
And now they're starting to reap the benefits.
I can't find your list, by the way. I have no idea what I did with it, but I can't make my list until I see yours.
Well, I think he may have not added you on the...
Oh, no, I didn't. Really?
That's not true. Let me see. I'll check.
Yeah, but let me forward it to you.
Am I going hour number one?
Yeah, you have to, because Nick and I haven't done anything.
I already sent it.
Oh, yours is
both
done, too?
Both of ours were done before
How
the show started.
How come I didn't see it from either of you? I didn't see yours, Nicholas.
I'm looking at it.
Mute us and then bring us back when you need it.
I don't have you guys muted. I just can't. I don't know what's going on. Maybe my email
is... I definitely tagged you. Oh, he tagged you on his,
Thank
too.
You.
Oh, okay. Yours just popped up.
And he tagged you on his?
At
last
103.
Night. Yeah.
He just sent it. He's such
no,
a
I got Nick's about 15 minutes ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Something's wrong with your computer, IT guy. Fix it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
That's weird.
Karma's...
Mm. Yeah, I don't see yours at all, but you just forwarded me Joel's. This is a strange
Usually
occurrence.
This is a Joel issue.
Yeah.
You're acting totally
God,
like Joel right
this
now.
This and my sore back, I am officially an old man.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be nice to you guys before I fly out to L.A. This might be the last time I ever see you guys,
now.
And I'm going to be nice.
Oh, man, if we're
don't
lucky.
Don't start now.
I'm going to be nice.
This might be the last time because you might stay in L.A.?
Yeah, never come back.
Oh.
You know my broke ass can't make it.
Is there anything I can do to help that?
I don't know.
You can reserve a spot on the curb where all those people sleep when they can't find
I've
apartments.
Got friends in L.A. They might let you crash on
give
there.
Give me a Laminack Ranch in Los Angeles.
Just hang with Jerry Rocha.
You definitely need to hit up Jerry Rocha while you're out there.
I can't stand Cowboys fans, though.
Oh, right now he's
totally
going to be
kidding. I would totally hit up Jerry Rocha.
Jerry will.
He would be cool.
He would be a lot. Yeah, he would. It would be fun. He'd probably get you into a show if he's working any shows this weekend.
Yep.
You should definitely hit up Jerry. You have his number, right?
I got it.
If you need it, don't worry about it.
Oh, that's right, because he's cooler with you.
Yeah.
Than Joel, with Barry.
Nope. Not even has nothing to do with that. Nope.
Really?
Mike Pearson, right?
Mike Pearson. Oh, yeah, I'm definitely linking up with him.
Yeah, you
got to
hook up with
him,
the ex-ESPNer that's now back in La La.
I'm going to link up with Jerry Bowe, Mike Pearson.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Not him.
Not publicly. Not publicly.
No.
Not her.
Okay. So what are you going to do outside of the sports? What are you going to do in L.A.? What is the plan?
Astros game?
I don't know. Are they going to be out there?
They're playing the Angels. We told you that.
I don't know if I'm going to catch an Astros game, to be honest with you.
Would you rather, while you're out there, would you rather go see the Astros play the Angels, or would you rather see somebody else like the Dodgers play instead because you've already seen the Astros?
I would agree with that, yeah.
Rather, bro, if you've never been to Chavez Ravine, go to a Dodger game.
I should go.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every time we go to one of these events, I'm always hoping that, you know, the Texans or the Rockets or the Astros are playing a pretty important team. But, I mean, I'm going to check it out for sure. I haven't been to L.A. in probably 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're going to have
a good
time.
You don't get out much, huh?
Not to L.A. Not to L.A.
You're going to have a good time.
I went to L.A. for the first time in my life for an MMA seminar by Big John McCarthy.
Oh, wow. Would you plan on being a referee or what?
Yeah, and I did. I got passed.
What?
Yeah.
So you could be a ref?
An official. No, I failed the ref part. I passed the judge part, the official part. Yeah.
So you passed the scoring?
Big John McCarthy was intense, bro.
You passed the scoring?
Dude, I passed the moves. You have to memorize like over 100 jiu-jitsu moves for the... For the first test, and then you have to do the practical for the judging and the practical for the ref.
And you passed for the judging?
And I failed on the
ref.
They actually used guys from the Ultimate Fighter, and you had to ref the fight.
And you passed the
practice? Nice.
Yeah, I didn't like, he kept grabbing like the fence and grabbing the guy's shorts, and I wasn't quick enough to like.
Really?
Yeah, so I failed that because of that.
Were you in the cage doing it?
I was legit the ref.
No kidding.
They were making fun of me because I was like,
this is fascinating.
Because they were like, Nick, do the let's get it on. And it was like the weakest let's get it on
like,
ever.
Let's get it on.
I sounded like Juggalo Trey.
Hey guys, if you want to get it on, that's cool.
You're like, that's that was how the you weakest fight. That was the weakest start to a fight, Nick.
Hey guys, ever. Fight or don't. I mean, it's totally up to you. I'm cool with whatever you guys choose.
I got to get him on. He would come on the show. I got to get him on the show.
That would be great. I just could see you in there, and you're probably wearing mesh basketball shorts.
What was I wearing?
You have a picture?
It's on Facebook.
Tweet it.
It's on Facebook.
I want this tweeted.
I mean, y'all are both friends of mine on Facebook. So
so you were like actually in the cage while these guys were fighting.
He has an official. Before Zuffa sold it, the Fertittas gave him a cage. They have an actual UFC cage.
And he tells you what to look for, and then he throws you in there with two guys that fight.
Yeah.
Are they legit fighting, or are they just kind of like...
They're not, you know, going 100%.
Do like, I was going to say, like, they do like flow fighting, where there's like stuff going on, but you're not throwing 100%, but you're still doing the movements. Now.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost. I mean, they were taking advantage of the time to actually train.
Okay. Like, yeah, so sparring, not fighting. They were sparring.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But we would just tell them in the ears, hey, in this round right here...
I want you to grab the guy's shorts. Yeah. Yeah. Was it a case where you found yourself watching the fight and not reffing the fight?
It was just, I was so, to be honest with you, at that time, 10 years ago, I was so mesmerized that I even met Big John McCarthy. I'll be honest with you.
Really?
I was a bit starstruck. And I'm like, and he's sitting there right behind you. And if you've ever met Big John McCarthy, he's not a small dude by any stretch of it. Like, he's a big
guy.
That's
the name, right?
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's the nicest guy in the world, but he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you don't want to disappoint. You're around like championship belts, pictures of Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz, like all these awesome, all this great memorabilia is in his gym, and
that's,
you're just
great.
Kind of starstruck. I didn't even think I'd be there. To be honest,
I could see you in the cage, like you're trying to ref the fight, and then when somebody gets like hit, you're like, ooh, like you're just watching instead. Oh, my bad. Stop, get off of me. Like, you're not watching. Yeah. Like, oh, you got knocked. Oh, wait, I got to stop this fight. Yeah. This guy's getting his ass whooped. He's going to die.
And some of the fighters would mess with you, be like he, Big John McCarthy would tell him to like intentionally pull the guy's shorts. He would pull the guy's shorts, and then one of the refs would catch it. And then he would yell at the ref. I wasn't pulling the shorts, like, you know, like,
oh, to mess with
just
you?
To mess with the ref. Just to, like, it was just like mental warfare the whole time.
That's outstanding. Yeah. I never knew this.
It was very real.
Look at our big boy Nick just spreading his wings out there,
and then he couldn't fly.
Look at that. So now, how have you ever thought about like registering with the Texas TDLR and becoming a ref down here in Texas?
I did, but I never applied.
But you still could.
Well, not ref, but judge. You could judge, right?
I can judge. I can't ref, yeah.
But you can still pursue it.
Bro, as bad as the judges are in this state,
that's what
you
they kept
totally
saying.
Ref.
That's what Big John kept
judge.
Saying. He's like, bro, Texas needs help.
Texas is awful. Now, I will give a shout out to guys like Jeff Rexroad and the recently deceased Chris Reed, because these are former fighters that decided that enough was enough and got involved, and both of them were refs and judges and really helped to make the sport here in the state better. But they still need a lot of help. You should totally do that. You get paid.
I'd rather be cage side than deal with what the ref has. Because if a ref makes a mistake,
yeah,
everybody I mean, judges hates obviously you. Get called out too, but it's different. Like the ref is right like, there in
look
the
at
cage.
Boxing. But
the
judging ref makes is more a mistake objective. And you get promoted.
Yeah, judging is more objective. Judging is like, well, you may have saw that fight, but this way, but I saw it this way, and so you can get away with it 90% of the time.
Yeah, but you have objective. The life. Of a fighter in your hands, like
as a ref,
if someone's taking unnecessary damage, you're gonna forever be labeled as this bad.
Like you let that guy get
like
brain damage.
He could never bounce back because of what Dana did. Like he just crapped all over his skills as a ref.
Yeah,
and he's always been viewed and always will be viewed as
you
a terrible
should do
ref.
That though, dude. You should go do the judge thing.
Yeah, the judge thing would be interesting. But
in Texas,
thing, no, hell
in Texas, all it is they just be like, hey, read the top line of that eye chart. You're like E. They're like, cool, you're a judge. So I mean, there's. Dude, with as incompetent. There was a guy. I don't know if I should do this because I forget how big our reach really is when we do radio. I don't want to be calling people out. Oh, whatever. I don't care. This dude nicknamed him NASA, and he was the biggest dork. And he judged and refed, and he was terrible. And when I mean terrible, I mean what's the chick's name that always does boxing that everybody hates? You know, Adelaide Burr. What the hell's her name? I don't know, but he's the worst judge I've ever seen, and he gets work all the time. So I'm telling you, if NASA could
talking
get
about
work,
the, she always wore her hair in a ponytail.
Yeah,
the really
you
long
know
hair.
What I'm talking about. They
the lady
hate her in
been
boxing.
Really bad recently. Judging, you mean?
Yes. Yeah. She's terrible.
I think it's Adelaide Burr. Kim Is Winslow.
Kim
right.
Winslow.
No, not Kim Winslow. I gotta look it up. I'm blanking out on it, but. Trust me, dude, this guy is so terrible that you would probably be one of the top five judges in the state in no time. Yeah. It's that bad.
Yeah, it's been bad for a while. And it's bad because like the bigger promotions like to come here. Like mm-hmm. in terms of support. It's not
well,
like
yeah,
the
there's good money
Houston.
Out here. There's good money and people love the sport, but our associations out here are pretty terrible. Yeah, it's Adelaide Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's terrible. This guy's worse than her, so.
So you got any? Yeah, nothing planned out. You're just gonna wing it when you get to LA.
No, I mean I might hang out with Fred and AJ for a minute, Jerry for a little bit. I really am looking forward to the fight. I really do want to see Errol Spence Jr. Sure. and Sean Porter. I've met Sean Porter and his father. They're really cool people. I actually am looking forward to the fight.
You've met Errol Spence.
Where are y'all staying at in LA? You're gonna be
near
like Hollywood.
LA. I think it's called the Intercontinental, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, cool.
And when I went to LA. I landed in LAX and I drove straight to Valencia. So I never explored Los Angeles or downtown LA. So I just wanted to chill in downtown LA.
Go to Hollywood Boulevard and just watch the homeless people. Just, lots of fun.
Just walk different. Yeah, you could have a lot of fun just people watching.
I'm sure they're all over the place.
No, but Hollywood Boulevard.
Extra.
Oh, man. That's where one of the guys I was with when I was there for that Burbank Comedy Festival almost fought a crackhead. It was outstanding because the crackhead was like, what you want, bro?
I'll tell you what, the difference.
He was like, what, me? Oh, it was the best.
Because I told you, all you gotta, depending on what y'all do, just I can try and hook you up and with lots of different stuff. But to Barry's point, walk Hollywood Boulevard, and then if you can, walk Beverly Rodeo Drive.
Oh,
it is just, it's a different kind of people watching in each case, but it's entertaining nonetheless.
Yes.
Totally down for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
No, so. I told you, I've been told by Mike Pearson about Rodeo Drive, so I definitely
no
want to
doubt.
Do that.
Maybe you'll run into a Kardashian.
And since you haven't been there in so long, the other thing you should do is you should rent a car, and you should probably go driving on the freeway starting at about 3 o'clock.
You're such a dick. Don't do that.
You'll get back at midnight. All right. So we're just getting started on Way Back Wednesday on the Usual Suspects. Lots to get to. Obviously, we're going to be talking some Astros. We'll be talking some football and some other things. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776, HRP listener line. Call that number, text that number, or hit us on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick. Before we go to the break, I want to tell you, if you're looking to watch the Astros tonight, if you're looking to watch football this weekend, and you want to get out of the house and go to a great place that has everything under one roof, roof, you got to go to Twin Peaks. Five Houston area locations, and they're all going to take care of you the exact same way. It's just, it's football season, and why wouldn't you go to Twin Peaks? Because we all know the Twin Peaks girls is where you start, because they're beautiful, and they wait on you, and they take care of you, and all of your needs are met when you're in the restaurant and the bar, because you want to see a game, you want to see soccer on one TV, baseball on another, and football on another. They got it. They got all the packages, so they'll take care of all of it. All the meals made from scratch, appetizers, main courses. And of course, that 29-degree draft beer, always ice cold and thirst quenching, and it's there for you. And some events coming up that you need to be aware of: the Lumber Jill Costume Party from the 23rd to the 29th in honor of National Lumberjack Day, September 26th. All the signature plaid is now going to be Lumber Jills as the Twin Peaks girls dress in the Ultimate Sports Lodge like you've never seen before. Rocking plaid, kicking axe, as they say. Come see the Lumber Jills through September 29th. And September 28th, National Drink a Beer Day. Whether you love an ice-cold American ale or a hoppy IPA, it's the day for all beer lovers to come together and celebrate. Join everybody at Twin Peaks. Raise a glass. Celebrate National Drink a Beer Day. Why wouldn't you go to Twin Peaks? Like I've always told you, and I continually harp on you, if you get out of the house and you want to watch sports and have a great time, it's Twin Peaks. It's eats, it's drinks, scenic views.
Yeah.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Credit card rates have risen nearly 5% in the last several years and have not come back down. Mortgage rates have dropped over 2% in the last year. What if you can reduce the rates you're paying on credit cards by up to 80%, making that interest savings, applying it towards your mortgage, paying off everything faster? TexasMoney.com is here to help. 800-346-8047. 800-346-8047. TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Results may vary. Call for details.
You've been thinking about LASIK for years. You've heard how LASIK can be a life changer, and now there's never been a better time to see if LASIK is right for you. That's right. If you're looking for LASIK in Houston, Jaffe Custom LASIK has advanced custom laser technology, and now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye.
I put this off for years. It was over in seconds, and within 24 hours, I had better than 20/20 vision.
A beautiful facility, the latest technology. Jaffe LASIK changed my life.
Jaffe is your answer for safe, pain-free, affordable LASIK. Jaffe LASIK can correct nearsightedness, farsightedness, and astigmatism. And now for the best price, starting at just $295 per eye in Houston. Don't wait any longer. Get your 100% free LASIK exam to see if LASIK is right for you. Call and schedule your free LASIK exam. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. Dial **EYE. The exam is 100% free. Just dial **eye on your mobile phone now. That's **EYE. Dial
Hey, Houston, it's Mario Lopez, and I've got a new home and a new show you don't want to miss. Access Daily, weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. Access Daily goes direct to the source, taking you past your newsfeed and onto the scene. We are breaking down stories from Hollywood and beyond, all with a fresh point of view. Houston, if you really want access, you've got to get it on the Daily. Weeknights at 6 on Cube 57. You can find Cube 57 everywhere. Watch on Channel 57 or Channel 653 on Xfinity.
How would you like to get paid for eating healthy? Or paid for your gym membership? Or paid for running? When you get life insurance through Health IQ, it's like getting paid for living a healthy lifestyle, because Health IQ is the only life insurance company that can save you up to 41% for the healthy activities you already do. That means you could get $1 million in coverage for as little as $36 a month. That's huge savings. Have a gym membership? You could qualify. Jog a few times a week? You could qualify. It really is that simple. Just go to healthiq.com/radio. Only Health IQ rewards your healthy lifestyle choices with special savings, up to 41%. It's why Health IQ was awarded the Better Business Bureau's highest rating. To shop the top 30 life insurance carriers, plus apply for Health IQ's exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, go to healthiq.com/radio. To get these amazing savings, go to healthiq.com/radio now. That's healthiq.com/radio.
Mistakes.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Second segment of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, and Joel kicking it around. Barry's putting together his list. He'll be back with us shortly. Stayed up late enough to watch the festivities last night, boys?
So, no. Well, I mean, I was up, but I was at the improv. We had the workshop the open mic. And then I got home and I promised the wife that we would finish
Make cupcakes,
season three of The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh.
So we finished that. Man, I can't tell you. I recommend that series enough. It's on Hulu.
Okay.
God, it's so good. The writing is amazing. The acting is amazing. And you know me, I cry easily. God, that's such a tearjerker. It's a great drama, and it'll infuriate you. It's just, yeah, it's really good. So we watched that until like 2 a.m.
That sounded like our show. It's a great drama. It'll infuriate you. Yeah. I thought we did that for Barry. We just don't make him cry.
That's
like,
true.
I'm glad you don't watch, on the inside,
I'm crying.
I'm glad you don't watch This Is Us.
When you do your dad jokes. Oh, my God. That's the only reason I won't watch This Is Us.
And Lisa and I even flipped and said that. We're like, I don't feel like crying. I've heard every episode you watch you cry, so I'm out.
Nora never cries at these shows.
Okay.
It's me.
What?
Yeah. I'm just like, it's so sweet. She's like, oh, that's sweet. I'm like, what?
I guess it's somebody's got to see it. We never see that side of Barry.
On occasion, she'll, you know, have a little, I'll be like, you know. She cries so little that I end up making fun of her for crying instead of the opposite, where mostly you make fun of a dude for crying. It's the opposite with us at our house. That's crazy. But yeah, no, I didn't get to watch it, but I did, you know, check in on it and see what was going on and all that. So I tell you what, get ready, because Alex Bregman might win this MVP.
No doubt about it.
A while back when one of the listeners asked us about it, we both had the same opinion. No. And I think they asked AJ too, and we all said the same thing. Mike Trout's the MVP. Well, a lot can happen in 3 or 4 weeks, and a lot has happened.
And I think that, again,
out of sight, out of mind, too.
That's another thing, and we always talk about criteria, but here's the thing. If it's going to be a two-horse race, and it comes down to the stats that obviously AT&T Sportsnet has been putting up on a nightly basis between Trout and Bregman, then the tiebreaker should be how accessible and available were you to your team, especially in lieu of injuries and other things. But Trout's out. He's out for the year. He's got
a
foot injury.
He
missed a lot of games. And the other big tiebreaker has to be the team and the team's success.
Yeah.
Because of the fact that we've gone back and forth in the NBA with all the different, you know, reasons why a guy wins or loses, and they're never consistent. In baseball, if you want to make a statement and be consistent, then if you have a couple guys in a tight race, then let the team decide it. You can't do that with the Astros with the Cy Young, but you can definitely do it with the MVP. And if you want to get down to brass tacks, the fact that the Angels consistently don't win and they're in the same division mm-hmm. as the Astros, who are winning, and Bregman has been the most consistent guy by being there and putting up those numbers and being healthy all year, boy, I just... Like you said, a couple weeks ago, might have been a different story. But now with 40 home runs, it's hard to not say that the guy doesn't have a fighting chance and he might actually win it.
Yeah, you know, when you look at it, some will argue that, well, if you say that Bregman has more plate appearances, more at-bats, and more games played, but the numbers are equal, then that means Trout put up those numbers in a lot less games. Yep. True, but my point has been and will be the difference between these two. It's kind of like the difference between Cole and Verlander. At the end of the day, the reason why I would give the Cy Young to Verlander is the no-hitter this year. That's going to be the only difference. And I think the reason I would give the MVP to Alex Bregman over Mike Trout, with everything else being equal, is that you can't be valuable if you're not on the field. So if you know, Alex Bregman plays in 151 games or ends up with 155 games, and Mike Trout plays in 134, that's essentially a month. There's 20-something games that they'll usually play in a month's time. So you missed a month of the season, so your value to the team is less. Now, your ability to produce in a shorter amount of time is outstanding, and we all know that he's the best player. But value to a team when it comes to the winning and everything else, you got to be on the field to be valuable.
So here's my thing. Right from the get-go, so that everybody's clear, Mike Trout's the best player in the game. You agree with that. I agree with that. AJ agrees with that. It is what it is. And every year, if you just go back and look, he's going to be in the discussion for MVP.
You want to hear that?
Take that and put that on the side for a second.
Okay.
With all that being said, and what you just said about being there and games played and all those other things, in my mind, the guy that should be in the running with Alex Bregman to win MVP this year, and I've said this in the past, is DJ LeMahieu. Because when you look at the Yankees and all the injuries that they have had, and they have been depleted and decimated with injuries all year long, and that's the same reason why we said Boone's probably going to win Manager of the Year. The one consistent for the Yankees with all the inconsistencies of guys being in and out of the lineup has been DJ LeMahieu. We saw him fighting with Michael Brantley to win the batting title for average. But you see the other statistics and you see games played and you know DJ LeMahieu might be second to Alex Bregman for the MVP when all is said and done, because it matters that they were healthy. It matters that of the three guys that you're comparing, two of them are fighting for best record in the entire game with a week to go in the season, being the Yankees and the Astros, and the Angels are completely out of it. So those factors, when it's this close and we're talking about those numbers, I think they matter.
They do, but the problem, I think, with LeMahieu is his numbers aren't as high as these other guys. I mean, if you just compare Mike Trout's numbers to DJ LeMahieu's 45 home runs and 104 RBIs versus 26 and 99, now I realize hitting 328, but Trout still hit 291, which isn't terrible. So I think some of those other numbers, the whether it be slugging, OPS, all that other stuff is going to come into account when
you
start thinking about Mike Trout.
That's why you can go back and forth and say he wins that one, he wins that one. Then you get to the intangible of team and team success.
Yeah.
And that's where I think for this year, you take Trout and the Angels out of it, because you've got two guys leading their club who are leading baseball in wins. That's something that has to be factored in.
I think LeMahieu will finish probably third.
Realistically he will. And again, when it's a vote and it's a popularity contest as well as anything else, Trout is still going to get his share of the votes, and deservedly so because of just the individual numbers. I just think that if you're going to do this with a clear slate and an open mind based on the entire body of work for 1 year, it should lead you to Alex Bregman.
I agree. And, I think Alex Bregman ends up being the MVP, but some of the case that you make for Bregman, you're right, you would make for LeMahieu. The fact that you were there when your team needed you because of injuries, the same could be said for Bregman that could be for LeMahieu. Trout's a little bit different. He has been one of the guys that's been injured and not there for his team, and being on the field matters and all that. I think he'll be top three. But I'm not so sure that I think that his numbers would warrant him catapulting one of those other two guys. But here's what's crazy. When you were saying that Trout's always going to be in the MVP race, here's outside of his first year where he played 40 games in 2011. Since his first full year in the big leagues, this is where he's finished in the MVP race. Second, first, fourth, second.
That's what I meant. Yeah, you just go back and look
at it.
That's
insane. He's the best player on the planet, but that is still the year he won Rookie of the Year. He was second in MVP.
And what people wonder, Crazy. The only reason why he hasn't gotten the kind of attention and media deals and all these other things is because as big a market as he's playing in, the team has been so bad that he falls into obscurity late in the season when everybody's really hyped about baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But numbers-wise, you just can't argue that he is not only generational, he's one of the top. If he keeps going like this, one of the top players to ever play the game.
Ever. Yep.
So we got plenty more to get to. We just got to the MVP discussion. Now we got to talk about Cy Young, because the two guys in this room each have a horse in the race, and it's neck and neck going down to the finish line between Garrett Cole and Justin Verlander, and ain't it grand to be an Astros fan when they both play on your team. Much more coming up in the second half hour of the show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops with the new arrivals from TaylorMade. Introducing the new P790 irons and the new Mill Grind 2 wedges. The P790 irons feature speed foam technology and redesigned tungsten weighting for optimum feel and distance. And the new Mill Grind 2 wedges designed for increased spin and precision with raw face technology. Let us help you get custom fit for free today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Life insurance. For most of us, it's not something we prioritize. Maybe because we don't want to think about a world without, well, us. About how our loved ones would fare should we no longer be around to take care of things like the mortgage, college tuition, grocery bills. But unfortunately, too many of us pass without securing the financial future of our families, which is why there's Ethos. Ethos is a new kind of life insurance company. It believes life insurance should be affordable and accessible for everyone. Ethos was founded by two college roommates who wanted to bring to life insurance the same technological efficiencies that have revolutionized so many other industries. Ethos can quickly provide the best policy for you and your family without doctor visits, long applications, and fine print. It can do in minutes what used to take weeks. So no more excuses. Ethos will bring you peace of mind by securing your family's future today.
Go to ethoslife.com now for your free estimate. That's ethoslife.com. Ethoslife.com.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No. So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges up to half the cost, you see where I'm going with this, right? Get America's best 4G LTE networks for less. The unlimited plan is just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds, then 2G. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Pros, start with Lowe's for the brands you rely on every day, like A.O. Smith and SharkBite. Lowe's is the only place you'll find A.O. Smith Signature Series water heaters. From point of use to 100-gallon capacities, whatever size the job, you can count on us to have what you need. Plus, the Signature Series now includes gas and electric tankless models. Make your next plumbing job easier and save time by choosing from our full assortment of SharkBite push-to-connect fittings. For your next job and every job after, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, U.S. only.
Your employees are your most important asset. Endeavor helps you communicate with them more effectively. Their automated scheduling and absence management system handles the complexities of putting the right employee in the right place at the right time. Want to eliminate manual tasks and mental fatigue over abrupt scheduling changes? Looking to ensure all facility, union, organizational, and fatigue rules are always met? Interested in increasing employee engagement by giving them more control over their schedules with a mobile app? Then learn more at Endeavor.com. That's Endeavor with an I, Endeavor.com.
For those special life cycle moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones, and birthdays, Zadok Jewelers has you covered from A to Zadok. With an unrivaled selection of loose diamonds, bridal, and fine jewelry, over 25 Swiss watch brands, and fine crystal, enjoy true personal guidance from the Zadok family and expert staff. From fine jewelry and timepiece repair to custom-designed jewelry and complete watch overhauls, our on-premise master jewelers and expert watchmakers have you covered from A to Zadok. Experience Zadok Jewelers at Post Oak and San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, there are jewelry stores, and then there's Zadox.
This Saturday night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
I'm about to hit the yay button. I don't want to say nothing wrong.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Called third strike. There is a new single-season strikeout king in Astros history, and his name is Gerrit Cole. 314 strikeouts in 2019, and he'll toss the baseball away. Stan.
Yeah, that was Todd Catlis, AT&T Sportsnet, along with Jeff Blum doing a fantastic job calling that game last night from Gerrit Cole. We can go down the list. It is long, and it is enjoyable to go through because Gerrit Cole put on another show. He's 15-0 since the All-Star break. You know, as you heard Todd say, TK said he surpassed J.R. Richard for the strikeout in a season record. And you can just start there and continue to keep going. Just a laundry list. in which the more I kept looking at it, the more I kept saying, as good as this offense has been, and they started comparing him again to the 1927 Yankees and talking about just offensively how potent they've been all year. That's great, and they made some good moves there. But this team, because it has aspirations of having longevity and continuing to fight for World Series titles, when you look at the start of this rotation, they have to try and find every way to keep this guy. I know we said, oh, it's a slam dunk. The Angels are going to throw silly money at him. No one's going to compete. He's a California guy. He's going to go home. He's going to be with the Angels. But when you think about the fact that he loves being in the clubhouse with these guys, he has a healthy respect and enjoys the relationship with him and Verlander, with him and A.J. Hinch. And not that he's looking to give anybody a discount, whether he does or not. He's also in the prime of his career.
Yeah.
And the last thing, that I want to see is Astros fans have to relive Nolan Ryan in a Rangers jersey. You don't want to look back and say we had him, but then we let him get away and watched him go somewhere else.
Well, I assure you, Gerrit Cole isn't giving anyone a discount. Right. I mean, he may consider an equal offer if it's between the Angels and the Astros, because the Astros can be credited with taking him from being a good pitcher and making him elite, making him one of, if not the best pitcher in baseball right now. And that credit, I mean, when you look, what was his career strikeouts before he came to the Astros? Wasn't it something like 220 or something like that?
I mean, you look at what he's done with the four-seam fastball, and you, while you're looking at that, I can just tell you that
276 was his career high in strikeouts, and that was with the Astros. Before he came to the Astros, 202.
His highest swing and miss percentage in any year with the Pirates was 23.6. His swing and miss percentage this season with the Astros, 37.
Yeah, it's not even close.
It's ridiculous what he was able to do and develop once he got to Houston. Credit Brent Strom, credit analytics, credit everything that you want, credit Gerrit Cole. But when you look at it and you say, for as good as this offense is, and it's been great, if you want to continue to be dominant, if you can keep those two horses at the front of the rotation, and you can keep Verlander for two more years and then realize Gerrit Cole's the guy that's going to carry you over the hump once Verlander either goes away or, you know, just decides to retire, that he's the guy to do it. And you look at the mistakes that were made. The Red Sox, who are always throwing crazy money, they threw crazy money at guys when they've already had their peak years, which Gerrit Cole's about to get into. When you look at a David Price, when you look at even all the medical issues that Chris Sale has had once they traded for him, when you look at what the Yankees did when they saw CC Sabathia, and he's had a hell of a career, but CC Sabathia later in his career, and now you're seeing that you're never going to be able to reap the benefits of a long-term deal with a guy like that because of all the innings he had had previous with the Indians and the Brewers and the other teams and the things he had done. You get Gerrit Cole now, you're conceivably going to still negotiate at least one more deal with him after this deal, regardless if it's 4, 5, 6 years, and you're not going to regret it because this guy is just scratching the surface. And like you said, from what he did with Pittsburgh to what he's doing now, it looks like the next 4 or 5 years are going to be prime wheelhouse for him.
Yeah, I'm thinking Cole gets upwards of 6 years, 200 mil.
I think you're probably right. And I think, remember when we first had these conversations, you were saying he's going to dabble in the 20s.
Yeah.
And this is before this explosion.
Before you go and win a Cy Young. Sure,
and win 15 in a row.
Yeah, and all that. I mean, what he's doing is unprecedented. That year in 2015 when he was with the Pirates, I was looking at him trying to compare. And I mean, the numbers are identical almost. He was 19-8. He's 19-5. 260 ERA in 2015. 252. Really the big difference between Gerrit Cole then and that year and Gerrit Cole now is the strikeouts. 114 more strikeouts in the same amount of games pitched. 32 he started 32 games in 2015, 32 games now. He had one more inning pitch and he's throwing 114 more strikeouts.
And when he's throwing,
it's crazy.
And when he's scratching 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And then he's throwing like that filthy slider.
Yeah, I'd like to see.
Like Bregman said last night post game, it's like watching a video game when that slider comes bearing in on a guy's fist and then just drops off the planet. And you're like, and you couple that with a 99 mile an hour heater, look the hell out.
Yeah, it's almost not fair. Yeah, he's topping 100 in 2019 pretty significantly. I'd like to see how his velo is charted from 2012. With the Pirates to now, but chances
and credit
are
that four seamer that he really developed when he got
and
here.
And he's learned how to pitch more, I think, with Strom and he's learned
Verlander.
Yeah. And so I think that all helps. As far as getting a discount, I don't think that dude's gonna give anybody a discount. But I do think if it comes down to, well, you can go play with the Angels or the Rangers or to stay with the Astros if all the money's the same. Now, that's where I think knowing the clubhouse, being able to pitch with Verlander and those type of things, AJ Hinch, Brent Strom, all that's going to come into play for sure if the money's equal.
It would be interesting to see if they actually contemplate trading Greinke after the season with what they had to give up to get him, just so that they know that they could keep those two guys, especially a guy much younger in Gerrit Cole, a member of the Houston Astros.
Yeah, I think you'll see some moves made. I think you'll see some, you know, guys like you. I think you mentioned before, like a Reddick, right?
Reddick's like, at swapping 13 out, or 14,
swapping
I think.
Out a Reddick for Kyle Tucker is going to save you a boatload of money. It's essentially everything but a half mil. Because that's Kyle Tucker's going to get the minimum for his, you know, to start his big league career. So if you know, if you could afford 20 right now with Gerrit Cole and you get rid of Reddick and replace him with Kyle Tucker, well, you just freed up $13.5 million or whatever it is to add to that 20 if you want to give that to Gerrit Cole. So that might make sense without having to trade Zach Greinke. Because I tell you what, if you want to make a run and be competitive for the next 5 years,
that's your
and you can have Cole and Greinke, because Verlander's going to retire at some point.
Yeah, but... And I'm
even if he sticks around for two more years, if you have some longevity with Cole and Greinke, and or maybe Cole and McCullers or some of these other guys that are coming up, man, it's a huge difference in being competitive and being legitimate World Series contenders year in and year out.
And look, you know, you're getting $10 million of the $34 million or whatever it is for Greinke from Arizona.
Yeah.
But overall, when you think about longevity of a pitching staff, you need an ace. You need a horse. And he's a guy young enough and valuable enough that you wanna make sure you wrap him up. And Patrick Creighton, kudos to him too. He gathered some of the other salaries that might be considered to be expendable so that you could keep him. Reddick is at 13. Joe Smith's at 8. Colin McHugh is at almost 6. Davinsky at 2.6, and Rondon, who is valuable, but at 4.5. That's 33.9 right there. And we're not even talking about Greinke.
I was thinking about McHugh being on that list of guys that you might – because if you keep all three of your aces, you don't need a Brad Peacock or a Colin McHugh necessarily. Right. Now, Peacock gives you value in the bullpen. McHugh, I don't know. You know, he's been up and down, and maybe he becomes a trade piece that you move and bring in to get a guy in a minor league system, right? So you don't not get anything for him.
Plus, you don't know what you're going to get from Lance McCullers, but if you get anything close to what you had from Lance McCullers prior to getting hurt,
yeah.
Now, you know, McHugh is even more expendable. Good dude, right? And very, very good for the Astros since he's been here. But then you also don't know what's going on with his shoulder and his arm and all the issues he's had.
And don't forget, they said Urquidy's probably in this rotation in 2020. I don't know if you saw that, that article.
Yes, and I saw that you had retweeted it, because one of the things I had mentioned was this year they've got him on an innings watch and a pitch count simply because he's had Tommy John in the past and because they have plans for him in the future.
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why.
So if you're penciling in Urquidy as your fifth starter,
right.
McCullers is your four, Greinke, Cole, Verlander. So if you don't get Cole, you're still in good shape. I mean, you still are looking for a four or a five somewhere because you still got a couple three aces. So
and if Astros was
looking good for a very long time.
If he was what he was, then you'd be interested in signing him. But you know what? Those guys, and that's really kind of small change. Joe Smith at $8 million a year. Thanks, Joe, for stopping in, but there's no way he's coming back.
Yeah. All right, guys, I want to tell you about MyBookie. Football season's here. I know it's time to get some action on those games. And when you do that with MyBookie, you bet, yeah, and you got a lot of options. And you win? Cool. But the cool thing is you get paid. That's what goes on with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. Nobody pays you faster than MyBookie. You're going to get your cash when you want it. That is super important. Plus, they have odds on every game out there. So many prop bets, more than just about any other sports book that exists. And you know, you can bet after kickoff. I've been telling you about that. So there's really not a reason that you shouldn't be or haven't already signed up with MyBookie.ag other than you're just being silly. So go sign up with them right now. And look, there's no-name sports books out there that might look like a better option. I promise you they're not. They are absolutely not. Nobody's going to take care of you more than MyBookie. Yes, you win. Yes, you get paid. They have all kinds of options for you. And, you know, who you bet on is as important as who you bet with. That's why I strongly recommend that if you're going to start getting action on these games, you do so through MyBookie. And when you sign up right now, they're going to double your first deposit. That's up to $1,000 in free cash to wager on your favorite favorite teams out there. All you got to do is put in promo code radio when you sign up to take advantage of that exclusive double your money offer. It's mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Pros, for the supplies you need and savings you can count on, start with Lowe's. Because at Lowe's, you can save 10% every day when you buy 7/16 OSB in bulk. No matter what size the job, you'll find the quantities you need in stock. Plus, we have pro loaders ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. For more savings, pick up a new Bosch Bulldog cordless rotary hammer for $249 and get a free Bosch Core 18-volt battery or a free Bosch dust collector. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Bosch offer valid through 10/31 U.S. only.
It's happening. Wherever plays are being made, tickets are being sold, and fans are lining up, ADP is designing a better way to work. With industry-leading HR, talent, time, benefits, and payroll, more companies rely on ADP than any other HR partner to help step up their game. From small business to global enterprise, see how ADP can help you and your people achieve what you're working for at design.adp.com. ADP, always designing for people.
This Saturday night, it's a stacked pay-per-view card. Errol Spence Jr. takes on Sean Porter in a world championship unification bout.
Make way for the king.
This is for all the marbles.
Plus, Anthony Durrell defends his super middleweight title against David Benavidez.
What a shot!
Make way for the king.
Spence Jr. versus Porter, Saturday at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. Live on pay-per-view or order on the Fox Sports app now.
Xfinity customers can order now by going to Xfinity.com/boxing or just say boxing into your Xfinity voice remote.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? Of course not. Yet 49% of you keep driving to an unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu, take their free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
A new ulcerative colitis study is enrolling in your area. Are you like us? We are roughly a million people with ulcerative colitis who suffer flare-ups, diarrhea, abdominal pain, and cramping. Are these UC symptoms impacting your daily life? If so, a new investigational medication is being evaluated to target the underlying causes of UC symptoms. Doctors in our area need volunteers for this important research study. To qualify, you must be at least 18 years old and have not been helped by previous or current treatments. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and medication at no cost. Call 1-877-355-1983 or visit researchuc.com. That's 1-877-355-1983 or visit researchuc.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through the final segment of hour number one, but it is a three-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you are in Houston on this way back Wednesday. I have hour number one, Nick hour number two, and a yet-to-be-determined committee putting together hour number three as
this
we speak.
This ain't no committee. It's
whoa,
me.
Whoa,
it's
whoa,
me.
Whoa with the B word.
It's me. There ain't no committee. Am I slow? Yes. Am I late? Yes. Am I tardy? Yes.
Are you big?
Bitch.
There's another B word.
Well, if you're going to act, if he's going to act like a bitch, I'm...
There's three.
Why you gotta call me fat for no reason?
No, I was just trying to.
No reason.
By the way,
wearing that tight ass shirt, you definitely with that gut, you definitely don't want to be walking in here.
And I realized this.
What
this
do
morning.
I always tell you? Fat people in glass houses shouldn't throw scones.
I totally.
That's pretty good. It's another one.
Totally. I'm at this point in my life
don't do this.
The medium
don't give me any ammunition.
It's just too small, but the large is too big, and it sucks so bad.
You need a Marge?
I do. I need a mediums will
so
be
funny that
it's bad. Like you can see the love handles and stuff.
No, yeah.
You don't have to stand
it's
up.
It's tight, bro. No, he does. He's just standing up to breathe. He, oh, God. show him on producer cam your gut.
I'm
do
not
give
doing
him a side
that.
Profile.
I'm just saying I was so frustrated.
You look like you swallowed a light bulb.
What do they call that?
Give him a side profile on producer cam.
There's that company, the untuckit.com or something like that, that does the shirts that are more tailor made for you.
Yeah, you definitely need to start buying classic fit shirts. And not slim fit anymore.
Damn,
you're that the whole slim fit has sailed for you.
Yeah, I noticed that right after I put on this shirt and paid $17.99 for it.
Really?
Yeah,
that's so funny because you're walking, I was like, God, you had that, like this very. I'm gonna get in trouble if I.
What?
No, just, I'm glad you cut me off. Because what I was about to say was probably gonna get me in trouble. Not with Nick, because obviously we messed with each other. But it was probably gonna be inappropriate.
Like a phone call would have been made.
Yeah, probably offensive to some people.
A letter.
But yeah, it sucks,
possibly.
Man.
Email.
That's the worst body type.
That's
right,
so
right
funny.
In between medium and large is the worst.
It's a great observation, and it's why I keep. So in my closet, I have my regular, but I have this third row. To hang stuff on, and that's where all my quote fat clothes are. That's where, so me, I hover between large and extra large. There's about 2 weeks a year where I get down to a medium when I'm dieting and running, but most of it is I'm either a large or an extra large. So I keep all the XLs and the 2XLs at the top of the closet. I try to stay in my large clothes.
And I never eat well when I'm on these road trips. By the time I get back.
Come back.
Well, you know that your boy's going to take you to a Brazilian steakhouse or something.
Yeah.
You are going to come back. That shirt, you're going to look like the Incredible Hulk after he got angry. He's just going to be ripped and shredded everywhere. Just, you're going to be the Incredible Bulk.
I'm not giving you credit for that one.
That was
for
pretty
all the
good.
Ones that you
that
had.
That was pretty awesome. The Incredible Bulk.
It's been
I
years.
Like that. Has it?
Yeah.
Really?
I've heard that for years.
Oh,
yeah.
Not bad.
So we were talking
just
about the Astros, and of course, you said Verlander was going to win the Cy Young.
Of course
I said
I did,
Cole.
Because he is.
Here's how close it is, aside from your variable that's supposed to put him over the
which,
top.
Which, yeah, you won't list.
The no-hitter.
Yeah, supposed to put him over the
I'm
top?
I'm just giving you...
You admitted defeat when he threw it.
I didn't admit it
oh,
wholeheartedly.
Oh, how quickly we
I
forget.
I said that you're probably right. I didn't say that I admitted it wholeheartedly, like slam dunk. Verlander 20-6, Cole 19-5, but Cole has one more start, obviously. 2.5.
Verlander has one more start.
Yep, 2.53.
Oh, left. I thought you meant on the season, not left.
Right.
They both have one start left.
2.53 ERA for Verlander, 2.52 for Cole. Verlander with one more game started. Both good, again, Cole 207-plus innings pitched, Verlander 217. Hits 138 for Cole, 133 for Verlander. Walks, again, within four. Ks, 316 for Cole, 288 Verlander. I mean, you just look, whip, 0.81 for Verlander and 0.89 for Cole. Batting average against, 172 Verlander, 186 Cole. Now, and we can go back and forth because, again, it's nitpicking. You can say, well, what about home runs given up? We know Verlander leads there.
Oh,
but the
boy.
Variable, again, is Verlander's got a no-hitter. Cole doesn't. Two-hit shutouts, great. Don't count as much with a voter as a no-hitter. But when you look at the things that made this a race, and Cole 15-0 in his last 21 starts, double-digit strikeouts in eight straight starts, which ties the major league record held by Chris Sale twice, Pedro Martinez in 99. And Randy Johnson, those two alone. Then Cole joins Randy Johnson, Nolan Ryan, and Sandy Koufax as the only pitchers with 20 starts of at least 10 strikeouts in a single season. He has been here less than 4 years, and he has accomplished more in terms of strikeouts and double-digit strikeouts and those kind of statistics than the likes of Oswalt and Clemens and all these other pitchers, and you're going, my God, he just absolutely went and leapfrogged back into the Cy Young race because of this push since the All-Star break.
Why did you say 4 years?
I have to look it up for you, but there was one stat where they said when they took all the greats in Astros history and their years of double-digit strikeouts.
It was at least 4 years?
Because
this is his second year, which makes it even crazier.
Yeah, and you're looking at Richard and Ryan and guys that have spent a lot of their career here in Houston, and you look at what he's done in a short period of time, you're going, man, it's just amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be here's what's going to suck is, you know, I know these two guys are rooting for each other, and but when you look at Verlander getting the Cy Young, getting second in Cy Young voting last year, if that happens again, at least he could say he loses to his teammate. But that's got to be difficult 2 years in a row to be the runner-up for a Cy Young in a year that you throw a no-hitter. And it's entirely possible that Gerrit Cole, because it seems like he's been rock solid. Verlander has shown a little, you know, he seems to have been a little shaky. And I don't know, I would need to go back and look at their monthly stats and see how it all shakes out. But if you end up being right and it's Gerrit Cole, I'm certainly not upset about that, because it's not like he doesn't deserve it. It's a lot different when you look at, you know, like the last couple of years, you can make cases for why the guys that have won a Cy Young, you lost 10 games, or, you know, you didn't even have a winning record or whatever. All that's the case. That is not the case this year in the American League. It's a two-horse race, and no matter who wins it, they both deserved it.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. And I'm trying to find that actual stat with, you know, some of the likes of some of the biggest and best names in Astros pitching history.
Mm-hmm.
And yet when you look at his numbers, and you know, and there's some of these so-called experts out there and otherwise that are claiming that it's a slam dunk for Verlander to win the Cy Young, or it's a slam dunk for Gerrit Cole. No, it is going to be close. And you mentioned this. This is one of those deals where if it wasn't down to the point with the way the votes are, it's going to be so difficult to have a tie and give it to both of them. But this is the year where if you could, you would, and you should, based on their numbers. I mean, it's very, very like mirror images in terms of the way these two guys are pitching. And so whoever wins it deserves it. Whoever finishes second has a legitimate beef for why they should have finished first.
So taking our bet and our competitiveness out of the equation, who do you think deserves to win it?
See, deserves is a tough word.
No, I mean, that's what it's all about. Who deserves to win it?
Man, I'm going to tell you
if this. If you had to pick one.
I'm picking Gerrit Cole. I don't think the no-hitter is going to make that big of a difference. Because I said, you know what I'm going to say?
That's who you think has had the better year. You're telling me that Gerrit Cole is the best pitcher in the American League.
I am.
One game to decide it all. You've got Justin Verlander, or your choices to run out on the mound to win one game between those two guys. Okay. Fair enough. I mean, if that's your because I don't know, if I'm being honest. Yes, I'm rooting for Verlander because I picked him and we're competitive and all that. But at the end of the day, I really don't know. I think at this point, if somebody says, hey, you get to decide the starter, it's Game 7, World Series, it's all on the line, who you running out there? I think I just take a coin and go, heads, it's Verlander, tails, it's Cole, and I'm good with whatever the decision is.
I don't know
how you can be that definitive and say, that guy's better.
I don't think you can. But if you made me choose, so I chose who I think is the hottest. Well,
I'm just making
right
the
now.
Point that for me,
but I think the intangible that goes Verlander's way is just experience. Been there, done that.
In the postseason.
Been in the highest leverage situation and pitched my way out of it.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Here's the stat I was talking about. Games in an Astros uniform. Roy Oswalt, 303. Nolan Ryan, 282. Clemens, 84. Verlander, 72. Cole, 64. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Games with at least 14 strikeouts in an Astros uniform. Nolan Ryan, 2. Justin Verlander, 4. Clemens, 0. Oswalt, 0. Gerrit Cole, 7.
Wow.
7 games of 14 or more strikeouts in an Astros uniform. And like you said, he did it in, what, 2 years?
That's pretty good.
It's pretty damn impressive.
Yeah.
So
that's real impressive.
You know, again, if you're an Astros fan, who cares which one gets it? They're both in your locker room.
Yeah,
that's the big thing, and that's why we've started the show that way. Why it behooves this organization to look long and hard at however they got to do it, try and make sure that this guy stays in an Astros uniform during the prime years of his career.
I'm trying to look at a month by month comparison, and Gerrit Cole had a rough start to the year.
There are people starting freaking GoFundMes to try and get money to keep him.
So
here.
Check this out. So here's your month by month ERAs. All right. This is pretty interesting. I didn't realize this. So we'll take March out because that's just, you know, one start each. It doesn't really count. But if you start in April, right? Justin Verlander starting in April, 268, then a 204, then a 402, then a 225, 251, and this month he's got a 164 ERA in September. All right? And then Cole starting in April, 434 ERA, then a 413 in May. Then 189, 185, 236, .97 in September. So he started off bad.
Remember, I was really not liking my pick early in the year.
He has literally his worst month after May was a 2.36 ERA. So Justin has been more consistent, but he hasn't been as good. He hasn't had as good of months, if that makes sense. It's so crazy. This is literally, like you said, splitting hairs. There's just no way to decide this, I don't think.
Nope. But like I said, the good thing is they're both wearing orange and blue.
Yeah.
That's a big fact. The only negative last night, Carlos Correa scratched with, what else? A back injury. It was tight. It's not supposed to be a big deal. He expects to be in the lineup tonight.
Look, my back is tight, and I'm here doing the show.
Because you're a warrior, Barry. Yeah. You're a soldier.
You know, I don't want to take all the credit, but you're right.
But you will. All right, hour number one in the books. 2 hours still to go. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.